What's up, everybody? This is another podcast from True Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And I'm your host, Aron Bonaire. And I just had something on my mind that I wanted to talk about today, far as Trump calling himself the law and order president. The most law-breaking president of modern times is calling himself the law and order president, as if he followed the law. as if he ain't just pardoned somebody that broke the law before they even had a chance to start their time or their punishment. But he acting like he could protect somebody. Wow. I just wanted to just touch on how Trump's hypocrisy, calling himself the law and order president. Just think about that. The same president that people that follows him was running up in Walmarts, killing people in the name of immigration, in the name of MAGA. People was running up in all type of places trying to kill black people and immigrants, shooting white people in the process. And Trump could literally think he could appeal to suburban mothers when, under his rule and because of his rhetoric, they can't even go to Walmart without being cautious, scared, or having a licensed firearm with them. But he the law and order president. See, what Trump don't understand is this. Them white suburban moms, they're not, they know their neighborhoods is safe. So you don't need to make their neighborhoods safe, because their neighborhoods are safe already. What goes on inside of urban America or in the black neighborhoods, that don't spill over into the white neighborhoods. It doesn't. So while you study thinking that you trying to be the law and order president, you think that you pointing a finger at immigrants and African Americans and telling these white suburban moms they need to be scared of the crime and this and that. But what you don't understand is that the crime in the urban or in the black or brown neighborhoods doesn't spill over into the white neighborhoods. Like, it's very few instances of that happening. So they looking at you right now like, what is you, like, they scared to go to Walmart because of stuff you was saying. They scared to go to Walmart because of people you inspired, Mr. President. People scared to go to they synagogue because of people you inspired, Mr. President. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what the hypocrisy of you to call yourself the law and order president, when we already know that Robert Mueller or the special counsel of the Russian investigation already said that you're not all the way all the way done with them charges, that you did obstruct justice, which is a real harsh crime. you did, like, all your arguments that you scream can be debunked by your actions. Everything you say out your mouth when you say you patriotic, but you called on Russia to interfere in our election to get another American's emails. You forgot she was an American. You called on somebody outside America to get in her emails. That's not patriotic. You say you patriotic when you called the ban on Muslims coming into the United States of America. You didn't put a ban on the country that were responsible for the terrorists that committed 9/11. You done put a ban on that country, but you patriotic. You say you patriotic, but you said about John McCain that you don't like your heroes to get caught. When the thing that made him a hero is that he got caught and he wouldn't leave without the rest of his soldiers. But you said you didn't like your heroes that got caught. Unpatriotic. You disrespected the Gold Star family. Unpatriotic. You stood up in Helsinki and you took Putin's word over your own American intelligence. Unpatriotic. It's just the hypocrisy of this president to call himself the law and order president, man. When he the one breaking all the laws anyway. That's just crazy. Talking about he trying to appeal to suburban white moms. See, like I said before, they worried about going to Walmart and getting shot up by a Trump supporter. So we try to figure out, like, how you gonna scream law and order president? They worried about if they go to a synagogue, if a Trump supporter gonna come shoot the synagogue up. Like, I just don't understand the hypocrisy of this president, and he don't understand why his poll numbers is plummeting. He don't understand why his poll numbers is going down every week. Like, we see the biggest criminal on TV every day. Every day. You going over here to try to act like you going to save suburban moms or protect them, but you can't even protect them from the coronavirus. You ain't even trying to protect them from the coronavirus. But you the law and order president, though. All of a sudden, you going to protect all the people. And the thing about it is what Trump don't understand is that law and order president running for president thing, he could have did that. He could have got away with that if this was his first time running. You can't get away with that on your second term, man, because we done already seen you being the president for the last 3.5 years. So anything that's wrong with America right now, it happened under your watch for the last 3.5 years. So why would somebody think that all of a sudden you the law and order president when you the most law-breaking president in our time? You just broke the law a couple weeks ago when you posed with the Goya beans. That's against the law. You use the president Resolute Desk as an advertisement. But you the law or the president. Like, Trump, like, come on, man. Like, you, your gig is up, man. People see right through you, man. Like, you, like, it's just something. Then, you call yourself the law and order president, and then you turn around and wish, known sex predator well. Is you serious? But you the law and order president. But all them little girls down in Florida and all them little girls across America that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell sexually molested, sexually abused, all those was little middle class suburban mom daughters. But you wish Ghislaine Maxwell well. You knew her for a very long time. But you trying to get suburban moms to vote for you when you wishes somebody well that preyed on their daughters. The hypocrisy of this man. When the most violent acts in America since you've been president has happened on your watch, and most of it came from people that was in a manifesto reciting you, listening to you. So what you don't understand, Mr. President, is that they trying to protect themselves from you. We need to protect ourselves from you. You the criminal we need to protect ourselves from. Law and order, president. Man, please. You the one we need to protect ourselves from, Mr. President. You the one, a sheriff for breaking the law before he even started his punishment. You pardon him. So if you with law and order, why when people break the law, no matter what party they from, no matter who they is, why you ain't pushing the law? Yo, people around you got indicted. Mr. Law and Order President. You got the most criminal, you had the most criminal presidency in modern times. We watched man after man be indicted that was working with you. Then let's don't forget about the Southern District of New York, and you are unindicted co-conspirator of the case with your lawyer, your old lawyer, your fixer. The hypocrisy, law and order, president, for real. You the one let Putin put bounties on American soldiers' heads and didn't do nothing about it. You did that. So them suburban moms that got kids in the military, they ain't feeling you, bro. Nobody is feeling you, bruh. Nobody is feeling you, man. And I can literally sit here and say, you literally are the people that still vote for you, that still with you, are deplorables. Period. You can't say you patriotic, because this president is, he do blatant unpatriotic stuff. You can't say you a fiscal conservative, because this president has ran the debt up. Like what it is that middle class people need to vote for you for? Like, what have you done? Just saying, like, he trying to move to this. I keep hearing him scream law and order president like he Nixon or something. Nixon was way smarter than you, dude. Because when Nixon seen the writing on the wall, Nixon resigned. You going to stick around, though. Like, you could quit right now and say, it ain't fair, I don't think it's going to be fair, and you could stand on that and quit right now. So when the election come and you lose by a landslide, you won't be that embarrassed, man. It won't mess your brand up. Because I know you're worried about your brand, brother. Because one thing about Trump feel like, that's what people don't understand. Everybody keeps saying he keep appealing to his base as if he don't want to expand it. He don't want to expand his base. Like they told you the first time he ran that, he didn't really want to win. He just wanted to start a TV channel or a whole network. So the reason why he appealing to his base right now is he getting ready for after his presidency. Because he knows 35% of American people is millions of people. And he know he could get rich just by dealing with them. He ain't trying to span his base so he could win no election. If he win, he just feel like he got lucky and won. Period. He ain't really trying to win, y'all. He didn't try to win the last time he ran. He was just trying to get fans. And he's still on the same mission. That's why he's posing in front of the in the Oval Office with Goya beans. Got his daughter doing it too. Knowing it's against the law. I'm just saying, man, you calling yourself the law and order president, man. And then he breaking the law again. He's sending federal troops to inner cities without the approval of the governor or the mayors of these cities. Like he literally like got a secret police like you hear dictators have in other countries. Them suburban mothers scared of that more than they scared of crime. Like I said, they scared they can't go to the synagogue and go to Walmart without being cautious. And once again, because of people that follows you, Mr. President. So like you calling yourself the law and order president. But you really making Joe Biden the law and order president just by you doing that, man. Because you the biggest criminal in America right now, sir. You calling, and the thing about it is, why would you wish somebody that if you was following the story, you would know that the proof on her is concrete and it's people that's accusing her of things, little girls that accuse her of all type of things. You understand me? I could see if it was grown people accusing her of these things. But these is little girls, sir. Just like you call yourself the law and order president, but you was pushing for that Republican from what was it, Alabama? The one on the horse that got accused of having sex with a minor. We forgot you approved of him too. Suburban moms gotta protect their daughters from men like you, sir. So how are you the law and order president and everybody trying to get protect themselves from what you doing? Suburban white moms, you know, they don't want to talk about race every day. They don't want to be dealing with this social injustice things going on. They like to live their life. But you, by you being racist, you the one putting it in the forefront. You the one making people put this in the forefront. They want you gone, brother. They want you gone. Why you don't understand that? Why none of the experts around you is saying this to you, sir? You the one letting this pandemic get out of control. Just think about the pandemic right now. Remember when we was on the quarantine, back when we started the quarantine, I think back in March or whatever, and everybody was doing the quarantine, everybody was doing good or whatever. And then all of a sudden, Trump starts screaming he wanted the country to reopen. Then he sent the dog whistle to his base. You know, the gun-toting right-wingers that was in the streets in Michigan and all that stuff with the guns. Talking about they want haircuts and women want their hair did and stuff like that. And Trump was stoking on everybody to open up earlier to save the economy or what he was saying. Sir, if we die for coronavirus, ain't gonna be nobody for the economy. So the way that it go is we get the coronavirus under control, then we worry about the economy, sir. Why you can't like comprehend that? Why you think if you send kids, why you think because you said kids need to go to school? What makes you think they mothers and their fathers gonna put their kids in harm's way? And what makes you think kids wanna put the people in their house that got pre-existing conditions, they old grandma, they old mother if they live with them? What makes you think the kids wanna put their peoples in jeopardy like that, sir? And I heard Trump say other countries going back to school. Look at their corona numbers, though. Look how low their numbers is. Look how low their deaths is. They declining. We going up more and more every day. But you the law and order president. Wow. You think you're going to scare suburban moms or suburban white people to vote for you? When what you don't understand is everybody is more scared of you, sir. Everybody is more scared of you. You the one that called Nazis good people. You the one that did that. You the one that called African countries by black people shithole countries. You the one did that, sir. You the one that sick police on peaceful protesters. You did that, sir. You the one that got the mayor in Portland tear gas. That was you, sir. It's you that most of the people that ran up in the Walmart shooting everybody, that ran up in the bar shooting everybody, that ran up in places shooting everybody, it was you that they recited in their manifestos. It was you that they said they agree with in their manifestos. So how is you the law and order president, sir? When you look at the way your cabinet turns around and people getting fired and people resigning and people getting indicted, like, we need law and order against you, sir. Like, we need law and order against you. You the most law-breaking president of our time. And you blatantly break the law with no remorse, with no respect for the Constitution. You the one calling yourself patriotic, but went to Ukraine to try to get dirt on Joe Biden, who is an American, sir. He's an American just like you, sir. And you went and tried to get another country to indict American citizens, sir. Regardless of how you feel about that man in the parties. If you patriotic, you ain't gonna never do nothing like that, sir. It's almost like family, man. Family handle things within the family. We don't let outsiders get in our business. And you done invited Putin, Saudi Arabia, and Ukraine, and China. You came on national TV and said you're going to reach out to China to indict Joe Biden. What is that, sir? That's not patriotic. It's just somehow how naive this president thinks the American people is. How he insulting your intelligence, American people. As if we ain't seen this president break the law time after time. As we ain't seen people around here commit murder. Mass murder in his name. I ain't saying that he told him to do it. I ain't saying that. But still in all, I ain't hearing nobody commit mass murder reciting something Obama said. Like we can't name nobody that committed mass murder and said they agree with Obama. But we know a lot of people done died during this presidency right here, just from people that agree with this president. But he the law and order president. The president that got over 140 some thousand people dead from a pandemic that other countries have got under control and handled, and they just going down while over here we going up. But you the law and order president, sir. What hypocrisy. This is truth, logic, and opinions. And we out.